When the TCI plant in West Ghent went up in flames on August 1st, plumes of thick black smoke and a series of explosions forced the imposition of emergency measures across parts of Columbia and Rensselaer counties in New York and Berkshire County in Massachusetts. The fire broke out around 10 that night at TCI's facility on Route 9H. The building housed mineral oil tanks, tractor trailers containing fuel oil, propane tanks, and other hazardous substances, including sodium, that came from transformers disposed of at TCI. Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett.
People in Columbia County reached out immediately to the state and the state departments of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Health, really came down immediately and worked all day to be sure that the county had all the services and all the support that it needed.
There was concern over the release of PCBs into the surrounding areas, which prompted testing by several agencies. Initial results came back with low or undetectable amounts. Cleanup of the site is in progress. A New York State Department of Environmental Conservation press release indicated the first steps entailed debris removal and stabilization of buildings to be followed by soil and groundwater sampling. DEC officials were not available for comment. Brian Hemlock is vice president of operations and co-owner of TCI New York.
TCI New York operates an environmentally safe recycling operation. Extensive test results from the state DEC have shown no public health threat. We are pleased with the progress made to clean up the Hudson site and plan to rebuild. Since the fire, TCI New York has been working closely with officials, regulators, and the community to hear and answer any concerns. A telephone hotline and claims office has been set up for residents and businesses with insurance claims.
TCI officials invite anyone with claims from the fire to visit the newly opened insurance claims office at 2532 State Route 9H, located in the old Toyota dealership. Adjusters are available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. In the days that followed the fire, officials promised local residents they would hear their concerns and address some of the shortcomings apparent in getting word out to them, including how the emergency notification was handled and the fact that Columbia County has no reverse 911 system. Assemblywoman Barrett says a meeting will be held this week.
All that we know has been what the media has been reporting, because there hasn't been a public discussion at all, and that's why about a week ago we called for this meeting. It is this Thursday on August 16th at the West Ghent Firehouse. We're expecting a large turnout of people, and we're very pleased to have eight different agencies from the federal EPA to including the state agencies and then several of the county groups represented, as well as the owner of TCI Inc. New York, Brian Hemlock. This is truly the opportunity that the public deserves to get their questions answered and have the experts right there.
The meeting will begin at 6:30 p.m. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.